Well, folks, regardless of where you're listening, if you like to catch white bass and you're like me, you're waiting for the spawn, the run, if you will, the sand bass, white bass run. And I thought it'd be good to get someone on today, a good longtime friend of mine, David Cox, with Palmetto Guide Service. Now, for many, many decades, David has guided trips above Lake Livingston down in kind of southeast Texas for white bass and the spawn. So he's got many years to look back, and he's got a lot of information. Thought it'd be fun to get with David and pick his brain a little bit. David, thank you for taking some time, buddy, to be with us.
Thank you, Luke, and it's always good to hear from you. And the lights are getting ready to run.
Getting ready to roll, aren't they? Well, that's what we want to talk about. Tell us, David, what triggers the white bass run each year. Of course, we know that if you're listening to us up in northern Arkansas and there's a lake full of white bass, the run, if you will, may be a little later there than it will be down in southeast Texas or up in north Texas where I'm at. But it's current. Current is a big thing, right?
That's right, Luca. Mother Nature, fires off the white bass run under the right conditions. When the water temperature starts getting up over 50 degrees and you get moving water, you got to have that moving water. And when we get local rains here in near Riverside, I live in Riverside, Texas, on the north end of Lake Livingston.
Yep.
And the fishing here for white bass is no less than phenomenal. But it's hit or miss. In the spring, early spring, kicking off around anywhere from late January through February can be the best month, and on into through March. But you're right, the key is moving water. It's like a magnet. When we get local rains, it just absolutely draws these fish upstream. They'll stack up. I've seen so many fish stack up in a pool miles up a creek you could walk on them.
I know it. I of course I'm certainly no white bass guide, but I love to fish for them, and I fish with a lot of guys like yourself that make their living catching. We catch catfish and everything else down there, but I do a lot of bank fishing. But why, I don't know, there's something about the white bass run that gets everybody excited, including old Luke here. It's really the first fishing event of the year. Now, later in the year, you can go out and fish a hump where sand bass are stacked up by the gazillions out on the main lake and hammer them. But there's something about that early spring being out on the creek or the river, and down in your country, the dogwood start blooming a little bit later on, and just being out there and catching them. But current, so... And local rainfall is a key, too, isn't it?
Yeah, Luke, I'm getting fishing fever listening to you describe it. You're exactly right. And the local rains is the key. And I've written articles, and I tell people, they call, it can be hit or miss. A lot of people wait too long, and they'll miss some good days of fishing. When we get a local rain, say Huntsville or north of Huntsville, within 36 to 48 hours, you can launch your boat. And the way I find fish a lot is to just start going upstream. And you have to have moving water and just keep going upstream until you see the water can be kind of a muddy runoff.
Yeah, a mud line. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when it starts turning, I call it tea-colored.
Mm-hmm.
When that water starts turning tea-colored, start fishing. And you can find them stacked up in the deep holes. That's why it's such a big draw. White bass is just a phenomenal game fish. And, a 10-inch white bass on light tackle is a lot of fun to catch.
You better believe it.
So pretty. You talk about jigging for white bass on the south end of the lake or mid-lake. There's nothing like the spring, being up at the creeks on a sandbar, it's just a beautiful, fun day of fishing to catch them up the creeks.
It definitely is. Technique in any kind of fishing is real, real important. And I use, I'll tell you how I fished the last few years a lot for them. I've got a buddy up at Lake Fork that's got some land right on a feeder creek on the upper end of Lake Fork. Yes. Well, Lake Fork was pulled down to work on the dam about 6 foot below normal pool, but now it's coming back up. There's water in that creek, David, all the way out to the main lake. And we have had some phenomenal bank fishing, you know, just walking along the bank and throwing little roadrunner jigs. And but I'm thinking it will be good this year after a rain. It hasn't started yet up there, up this far north in Texas. But that water coming down, it's the main channel of the creek hooks is connected to the main body of the lake. So
yeah.
I think when the current starts coming down, those fish are going to, they're going to gravitate to it, don't
yeah,
you think?
If you've got a good white bass population, which I know you do there,
yep.
And that feeder creek, and it doesn't even have to be a major feeder creek.
Right.
If it connects and it's got some deep holes in it and some sandbars, and you mentioned the flat, if that water gets over that flat you're talking about and the rain will just pull these white bass up that creek,
yeah,
and stack them up.
Well, right now in this scenario, they're going to come maybe a half a mile just through the channel. There's no water in the adjacent flats, but the creek channel itself has got, you know, several feet of water all the way out to the main lake. So I tell you a fun thing that we do each year, bank fishing, is just the way we've learned to do it. We will set up a fish cooking station down there by the on the lower end, put our cast iron skillet, some good dry wood, a grill, we got it all set up. Then we will take a four-wheeler and go back up about half a mile with our little spinning rigs, roadrunners, and then we'll fish our way down. Well, of course, we carry a couple of stringers apiece, you know. And
yeah.
And then fish our way down, and when we get down to the end, we'll clean them and have a fish fry. That's just a tradition. But let's talk about baits. I know that, you know, kind of my go-to bait, everybody's got a go-to bait, is a little roadrunner, and they work good. And I know I fish with you, you've used them, but you use a lot of little curly tail jigs, and that's what I think I'm going to stock up with this year, too. Describe the bait that your go-to bait, David.
Well, you know that Roadrunner is a great bait.
Yep.
And I do catch fish on it. But, you know, I don't use them that much anymore. I use a small jig on a 1/8-ounce jig head,
mm-hmm.
and like 6-pound test on a small spinning reel, and even 4-pound test. But it's a little curly-tail jig just on a ball head jig.
Yeah, just a round.
Just a round ball head jig. Don't necessarily use a spinner blade on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small 1/8-ounce jig. Sometimes I use a chartreuse, and sometimes I use white or a soft color white.
Uh-huh.
Like a pearl colored white. But that's all you need, is two colors is all I fish in that little jig. I fish a jig more than any other bait. I throw sometimes inline spinners or different things. Sometimes the water's moving, and it seems like they want an inline spinner. But by and large, that little jig is all I throw in two colors, white or chartreuse.
Yep, yep.
Is all you need. And sometimes I go to a quarter ounce, a little bit bigger jig head, a quarter ounce ball head jig, if the water's a little deeper or a little more current.
Mm-hmm.
What I do a lot of is find the fish by trolling these deep holes. And of course, I got the equipment. I got a little small John boat, gets us up the creeks. I can turn it in these deep holes real
mm-hmm.
quick, and I'll find them trolling. I'll troll with a quarter-ounce jig head with a little bit bigger bait. And once I find fish, that I just nose the bow of that boat up on the sandbar, and I call it posting up, and post up there and start throwing the smaller baits and work them slow. You got to kind of contact the bottom. Look, people want to fish too fast.
Yes,
I
yep.
see it all the time. They're excited about fishing. They want to catch fish, and they crank and wind, crank and wind, crank and wind. And later in the spring, that faster retrieve can be good. The fish are more aggressive as the water temperature goes up. But the slow retrieve is the secret, even with the roadrunners.
Yep, it definitely is. Yep.
I'll make a long cast, let it go to the bottom, and just use your rod tip like you're fishing a soft plastic worm for black bass. Just kind of raise that rod tip and swim that bait on the bottom, then pick up your slack with your reel and swim it on the bottom again, and you'll catch more fish. I've outfished people with that slow retrieve more times than I can count.
Yep. You know, David, here's something that I've done a lot, and I don't know if it's good or bad. It works sometimes, usually. Hang-ups, getting snagged up in rivers or creeks is it's a necessary evil. You're going to lose some baits.
Well, that's right.
You know, it's going to happen, especially the creeks, you know, because you got drift, you know, dead wood and limbs and stuff and all over that creek bed. So what I do... what I've done and the way I fish it, I use a spinning rig, not an ultralight, but just a light action spinning rig. And I use about 12-pound test line, but I tie about a 3-foot or 4-foot leader on it with 6-pound test. So, I mean, it just seems to work for me. Because when I do get hung up, and I'm going to get hung up, I'll break that little light line usually. You know, it'll pop off, and then I can retie. Yeah. But when you're using really light line, you can stretch that line when you get hung up. So it's good to have fresh line before each fishing trip, isn't it? You know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I keep all my reels for my customers. I keep fresh line spooled on them all the time. I'm a stickler about having your equipment balanced and fresh line. And, you know, fishing up the creeks like this for white bass is challenging.
It is.
You know, you talk about getting hung up. I mean, you got all kind of things going on. The creek gets narrow. You know, you got current pulling the boat. You got trees overhanging.
Yeah.
And sometimes the whites will be stacked on a little cut bank or something with overhanging trees.
Yep.
And you got to be extremely accurate with your cast.
That's true.
To get that bait right in the hole on a cut bank or something where those fish are. If you miss it by 2 foot, a lot of times you won't get bit.
Or you'll be up in a snag somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Throw too high, you're in the tree. Throw too low, and you don't get the fish.
That's right. It's fun, though. My gosh, it's fun. And it's our first real fishing event. I've told people a lot of times, give it 2 months in May and June, go out on a hump at Lake Tewakene or a lot of lakes, your Livingston, wherever, jig vertical jig with a slab and fill your boat up with sand bass. But there's something special about getting out there, and when the dogwoods are in bloom and it's early spring, it's everything is kind of, I call it a pale colored green, the woods are just coming to life. That's what triggers it. Well David, I would love to, we could carry on our white bass conversation for the rest of the show, but I do want you to connect people with Palmetto Guide Service and down in not far from Huntsville, folks, if you're listening to us, you know, out of state somewhere. But David's been doing this guiding for a long, long time. How do they contact you, bud?
Luke, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And you can call me anytime, talk about white bass fishing or fishing on Lake Livingston. I also do black bass, catfish, and crappie trips on Lake Livingston at 936-291-9602, or better yet, I've got an extensive website with a lot of information on my website about our trips and pictures of our customers at www.palmettoguideservice.com, just like a palmetto bush, palmettoguideservice.com, and we have a real active website, and also Facebook. Go to Lake Livingston Fishing Guide, Palmetto Guide Service on Facebook. Of course, on Facebook, we keep current pictures, daily reports of our fishing trips. That's on Facebook at Lake Livingston Palmetto Guide Service.
All right. David, thank you a lot, buddy, for being with us, and we'll check in with you as the spawn gets on a little bit. How about it?
Okay. Thanks, Luke. Come down and go fishing with me.